A new Siena College poll indicates some New Yorkers are concerned about state leadership and the general political climate in the Empire State. By a 67-21% margin, New Yorkers say that Amazon nixing its planned second headquarters in Queens was bad for New York. 67% of New Yorkers also think it's getting harder to conduct business in the Empire State. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg says voters across the state are shaking their heads.
Only 21% of New Yorkers think it's good for New York, but two-thirds, 67%, think it was bad for New York. And it's across the board. Democrats, Republicans, independents, downstaters, upstaters all think Amazon canceling was bad for New York.
Speaking on WAMC's roundtable hours after the poll was released, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the cancellation is devastating.
Not just in the Amazon 25,000 jobs, but the way it would be interpreted as more than a one-off bizarre episode and political miscalculation. If it became because Amazon is a national company, international, I don't want anyone to think what Siena says that New York is not receptive to business. That's the scary question in the poll to me, and that's what I've been fighting against.
Greenberg says the people have spoken when it comes down to who is to blame for the spoiled Amazon deal.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She beats out the local Queens activists, Mayor de Blasio, and the New York State Senate for biggest villains. And we have voters. In light of that, Governor Cuomo and other leaders are trying to woo Amazon to reconsider its decision. And do you think would you support or oppose a deal where Amazon receives up to $3 billion in state and city incentives in return for creating this headquarters with up to 25,000 jobs? Well, by a 2-to-1 margin, 61-30%. Voters say they support such a deal. Democrats, Republicans, independents, downstaters, upstaters all support it.
Greenberg says Governor Cuomo bounced back a bit from record low poll numbers reported by Siena in February.
Still underwater. 46% of voters view Andrew Cuomo favorably. 48% view him unfavorably. But that's up from last month's all-time low when he was at 43 favorable, 50% unfavorable.
Cuomo's state budget proposal to make the property tax cap permanent is strongly supported by New Yorkers, according to the poll.
59% to 25%, supported by Democrats and Republicans by almost equal margins.
The poll says Democratic control of the New York State Legislature has raised concerns among some New Yorkers. The Assembly has a 44-35% favorability rating, up a little from 43-38% last month. The Senate comes in at 46-38%, up a little from 43-41%. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is viewed favorably at 51-41%, up from 47-46%. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who officially declared her candidacy for president this weekend, has a favorability rating among New Yorkers that is unchanged from last month. Siena says nearly one quarter of voters do not know enough about the Democrat to have an opinion. The poll finds 51% of those surveyed believe New York has moved too far to the political left. 53% of New Yorkers support the adult recreational use of marijuana. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.